Podcast. Episode 1, The Psychology of Money.
Welcome to our podcast. I am Amanda.
And I am Nick. Today we are tackling the one thing that ruins more budgets than anything else, your own brain. Before you even look at a spreadsheet or open a new bank account, you really have to understand how your mind is wired to handle money.
It is so true, Nick. We all fall into what I like to call mental financial traps. These are those invisible, subconscious habits that we usually pick up when we are kids. We watch our parents, we absorb our culture, and we build a relationship with money without even realizing it.
Right. And those early experiences create traps we fall into as adults. Let us give you a really common example. Imagine you grew up in a house where money was always tight, and talking about bills caused massive arguments. As an adult, you might develop an avoidance trap. You subconsciously associate money with pain and stress.
Exactly. And what happens? You refuse to open your credit card statements. Or you avoid checking your bank account balance because just looking at the app makes your heart race. You ignore the problem, hoping it just goes away.
On the flip side, there is the status trap. Maybe you grew up feeling like you never had the nice sneakers or the cool gadgets your friends had. So now, as an adult with a paycheck, you use money strictly as a tool to prove your success. You lease an expensive car you cannot really afford, and you spend your paycheck the second it clears, just to keep up appearances.
The very first step to building real wealth is recognizing those financial traps and breaking those bad habits. Because if you do not actively control your money, it will absolutely control you. And the fastest way to start taking the steering wheel back is by getting brutally honest about the difference between a need and a want.
This is where people get so defensive. In today's digital world, everything is marketed to us as an absolute necessity. But let us be clear. True needs are your basic survival requirements. Food, shelter, keeping the lights on, and basic transportation to get to work. That is really it. Almost everything else is a want.
Let us break that down with an example. Having groceries in your refrigerator so you can cook a basic dinner? That is a need. You have to eat. But pulling out your phone, ordering sushi through a delivery app, and paying a premium plus a delivery fee and a tip? That is a want. You wanted convenience and sushi. You did not just need calories.
Or look at your car. You need a vehicle to commute. A reliable, 5-year-old used sedan fulfills that need perfectly. But signing a 7-year loan for a brand new luxury SUV with heated leather seats? That is a want. Again, we are not saying you cannot buy nice things. You are absolutely allowed to spend money on things you love.
Exactly. Please enjoy your life. But you have to stop lying to yourself. Stop calling your luxury wants necessities. Once you honestly separate the two, you can establish your financial baseline. And once you have that baseline, it is time to set a target. But Nick, saying I want to save more money this year does not actually work, does it?
Not at all. Saying I want to save more or I want to take a trip to Europe is just a wish. It is a dream floating in the air. To actually achieve it, you have to use SMART goals. That is an acronym. It stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. You have to apply cold, hard math to your dreams.
Let us translate a wish into a SMART goal. Instead of saying, I want an emergency fund, you say this. I will save exactly $3,000 for an emergency fund. I will achieve this by December 31st. And I will do it by automatically transferring $250 on the first of every single month into a separate savings account.
Notice how powerful that is. You have a specific dollar amount, a strict deadline, and an exact mathematical system to make it happen. There is no guessing. You just follow the instructions you created for yourself.
But there is one last trap we have to talk about today. Let us say you hit that goal. You save the $3,000. You cannot just stuff that cash under a mattress or leave it in a checking account that pays 0% interest. If you do, you become the victim of a silent tax.
That silent tax is called inflation. Inflation simply means that the cost of goods and services naturally goes up over time. Think about how much a gallon of gas or a fast food burger cost 10 years ago compared to today. As the cost of living goes up, the purchasing power of your cash goes down.
Right. If inflation is averaging 3% a year, and your money is sitting in a drawer earning nothing, you are actively losing 3% of your buying power every 12 months. You are moving backwards without spending a dime. Eventually, You have to build a system where your money is invested and growing, just to keep pace with the world around you.
But before we get to investing, we have to fix the foundation. We have to identify your personal financial traps. Jump over to the platform right now and try out our interactive video scenario. It will guide you through tailored, educational advice based on your specific money habits and spending triggers.
Take 5 minutes to do that activity. Understanding your own psychology changes everything. Once you do, we will see you in episode 2, where we turn this mindset into a bulletproof spending plan.
Submit. Submit. Back to course.